talking about a man who might have been killing a wild hog or something. He took a big knife and he
stabbed that hog.
All right, now what kind of a big knives do you think?
Butcher knives. They call them butcher knives.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, you call them butcher knives.
What does it look like?
Butcher knife?
Mm-hmm.
Got a hand long, some of them. Oh, some of them that long. Some of them.
Foot long or so? Do they have a straight what's the end? Is it pointy end?
Got a pointy end. Some of them got a, you know, built back end, you know, something like that. And some of them got a straight point to it, you know. You hit it like that, it's going to you.
Is that what you do to a hog? When you kill a hog, what do you say you did to him?
Starve him.
That's what you do. And is that what you do to let the blood drain out?
Drain out.
Don't you have to hang him up or something to let the blood drain out?
Well, no, we don't do that here. We just starve him and cut it through. Starve him and let him lay out. And then, you know, just turn his head down. His blood run out. He'll be running out like water.
I remember, I said, because I remember my uncle used to kill hogs about Thanksgiving time. And we used to go out there, of course I didn't know what was going on, I was just a little kid. But I remember seeing those hogs hanging up by the feet.
Oh yeah,
when with the blood draining out of them. And that, you know, the blood would really stick in your mind when you're little. And that's why I remember that. I don't remember even the rest of it.
Well, they hang them up, you know. Of course, now there is something like killing a yearling. Most people hang them up.
Killing a what?
A yelling.
What's a yelling?
You know, that's a kid, you know.
It is?
A big size kid with 200-300 pounds. You know, we call him a yelling.
It is?
Yeah, kilo, that's a beef. Don't make beef out of him, you know.
Well, I didn't hear that before. A yelling. I'm glad I got to talk to you talking about that. Yeah. No, I didn't know that. This is a calf. To be either a boy or a girl?
Boy.
It has to be a boy. It's a boy calf. A boy calf.
Little bull calf, they call him bull. You know, a little bull calf.
And he weighs about 300 pounds.
300 pounds, something like that.
And he wouldn't be a bull now.
No, you see.
Would he have been cut before?
A steer. He'd be a steer, you know. Then you made a steer out of him, then you're going
to
kill
him. You made a steer out of him, then he gets to be a yelling after
that. After then, then you're going to kill him for beef.
I see.
Put him in your deep freeze, you know. That's what the people do around this country, you know.
Yeah.
Put away. All right, well, some of them catch him, shock him, and hang him up. Then cut his throat. That blood will be running down.
They do what? They kill him and what him? Shock him?
No, shock him. Just catch him live. Hung him up live.
Ah! Live?
Take by his hind leg, hang him up.
Shock him. What does that mean?
Shock him. Put something on his leg, you know, hind leg, and throw him up, you know. Shock him up, have him hanging up,
uh-huh.
Put his head down. Then they cut his throat, then all that blood will be running down. That's the way I reckon that's the one you saw like that.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Then you let him come down and you skin him.
You what?
Take the skin off him, hide him, you know, skin him.
I don't think I'm made to be on a farm. I'm glad I didn't. When I was in high school, I was going with a boy, you know how you go with when you're in high school, and he turned out to be a farmer.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I didn't marry that boy. I don't know what I'd do. I couldn't go through that, I don't think.
Well, you got to look at it, you get used to it.
I guess so, but I don't think I could stand that idea of hanging them up there alive and then cutting their throat. Killing a chicken, to me, is just terrible.
Well, there is. Well, you been to a packing house?
To a what? Packing? No, I don't think I could.
It'd be very amusing for you to go through and look at one.
You think so?
I know it would.
You think I wouldn't get sick?
Well, you might get sick, all right. Well, you might get sick, all right, then. I see him cutting calves' throats just like that, shock him up, just cutting throats and blood running like water. And I see him, them great big grown cow, bull, you know, 1,000 pounds, maybe to 1,500 pounds, coming up a chute. The time his head get up, the man cut out with a 15-pound slug hammer, hit him in the head, knock him down, and throw him back on the floor down here. They cut his throat and shock him up, you know. Go on down through there and you see him, or see him skin him.